When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey!
There we have it. Welcome to Reality After Show. Recap. I'm Johnny Fairplay, that's stand-up comedian Wei Mehmet. We're talking episode 11 from Survivor 43. The episode is titled Hiding in Plain Sight. That was about the only airtime that Gabler got this episode.
I think that's why I like this episode so much.
I think it was perfect. All right, so we're back from tribal. Noelle went home, and shockingly, Sammy and Owen were left out of the vote. Sammy is confronted, and he goes, yeah, Gabler voted for Carla.
yeah, right?
And we get a, no.
No, we didn't.
And this is followed by Sammy went to go find Gabler, who wasn't available for a confessional. We get all right. I wrote Carla, and Jesse's faces throughout all of this are amazing.
Dude, Jesse makes incredible faces, and this is just like Noelle's boot episode was so good. And I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but like Sammy's boot episode is just so bad for Sammy. And it starts off so perfectly. It's the exact, like the juxtaposition of Noelle and Sammy's episode is just so funny to me. I absolutely love it.
I feel like Noelle got a kinder edit than was there, because we see during tribal that, you know, Noelle's like, come on, Sammy. And I'm just like, ooh, you are not reading the room correctly, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's no... Is Jesse just here to give us the best people at the end of this game?
I think so.
Because it seems like we got the play towards Cassie. I'm just like, I don't want Cassie to go. I'm like, Sammy's crappier television and a crappier player. And Jesse's like, let me just fix this real quick. I mean, Fairplay, do you want the best people at the end? I'm like, yes, that's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't care who wins. Just give me the best.
Jesse's playing this game on a producer level of this game.
That's why I love this kid so much. That's very Fairplay-esque. So even though I took the two biggest goats in the history of the show to the end of the game. Sorry about that. I was trying to take Burton. My bad.
Well, I mean, Jesse could take Gabler and Cody. And I don't think Cody's playing a goat game. I don't want to put that on Cody. I think Cody's playing his own game, and it's a very specific Cody game. But Gabler.
I think Cody's next boot.
Really?
Think about it. All right, next week is the last episode before the finale.
Yep.
Okay, which I'll be joining you again next Thursday or Friday. I don't even know. Probably the following month, because I'm going to Hearts Reality next week. I'm going to spend the night in Raleigh the night before because I have a 6 a.m. flight. Okay. And if I'm there, I might as well check out a party that happens to be going on in Durham that night.
Oh, yeah.
So
some kind of party.
But there's only one episode before the finale, and I'm just like, and you know, and however many episodes in which idols are still allowed to be in play.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason they keep telling us that Jesse has two idols. Jesse, they're not saying that because he's getting it back or he's giving it back.
Right.
I think Cody's next boot.
And then Jesse goes forward with Gabler and Owen to the end.
Whoever. Carla? Yeah.
Well, I think if Jesse's having the control, he's got the game. He's got everything over. Although I think Alex was talking about, I listened to the podcast from this week, and I think Alex has it spot on where if Owen gets to the end being on the wrong side of every single vote,
I heard
that. He's probably going to fucking win.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah.
I don't reward that though. I'm just like, that just says you played a crappy game, dude. Like you made it to the,
yeah.
The only reason you're still here is because the person that you became their number one was much better than you.
Yeah.
So it's just like we could have got you out at any time, but there was always someone that was one better than you.
Yeah,
a little bit
better.
And then they gravitated cards to you because you're just low hanging fruit, dude.
Yeah.
I don't reward that. I don't. I understand the pitch, and I see how some people would be swayed by that. That person ain't me.
Right. Right.
So maybe it's you. Maybe you're that person.
I would probably at least. I mean, when Alex pitched it. Yeah, when Alex pitched it, I was like, oh yeah, I mean that is right. Like you never voted any of us out. So I mean if you break it down to I'm not gonna vote for somebody that kicked me out of the game. Well, Owen didn't kick anyone out of the game, he wasn't a part of any of it. So yeah.
And there are hurt feelings,
right?
Always hurt feelings. Always. Well, unless they were playing Australia Survivor and then they high five you when you get voted out.
Yeah, mate.
but we're crappy Americans and you know we hold grudges and we're petty and we're just crappy people.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you're. I can see it. As I said, that's not me. But at the same time, I got rid of the person that got rid of. I didn't vote for the person that got rid of me.
Right.
So
no, that's true.
So maybe what I say is in theory, not in practice.
Right.
So we don't need Owen to win this thing.
Right. I don't know, but I mean, he could be playing that sneaky goat. I don't know.
So we learned here that Gabler tried to signal to Owen last second, because he was just informed of the vote last second by Jesse, which he's always informed of the vote last second, but it didn't work out. But don't worry, Owen, Gabler has a plan. He's hiding in plain sight.
He's hiding. Gabler's hiding in plain sight.
And that's his. That's the extent of his plan.
Is that why he's not doing any confessionals anymore?
he's not winning in plain sight too.
Yeah. I'm really glad that the producers are living up to this and keeping Gabler hidden. I can't wait till 2 years from now when you've met Gabler at some event, become best friends with him, and then he's sitting on this podcast and he's pulling a Mike Turner and be like, Wayne, you talk so much shit about me.
No, I don't foresee me and Gabler being best friends.
Matt will become friends with Gabler.
Matt's friends with everybody. That's why he's top 10 nicest survivor of all time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not me. I mean, yeah, there's a reason that Bryce and Wendell have 48 people at their finale party, and I had two at my viewing party in Charlotte. So I have good friends. That's it.
Right.
So, and I don't even talk to them. I don't even visit them. They're definitely they don't visit me.
Right.
So just go to the brewery I'm at. If you're my friend, if you're not, please don't.
Right.
Because I don't want to make it weird. Like I don't want to be like, hey, here's Jane. I love Jane. She's awesome. Here's the queen. Shockingly, we're friends. Here's Adam Gentry. We've done a bunch of bad stuff together. Mm-hmm. And then here's so-and-so that I didn't tell to come.
I mean, you've got the queen coming. So I don't care how many people are coming to your other survivor parties. I'm going where the queen is. But
I got the queen for every party in for season 44.
That's awesome.
Every party. It's me and the queen. We're inseparable.
We're doing a side Patreon podcast. I'll come along and produce it.
Okay, there we go.
You and the Queen, Johnny and the Queen. That's what it's called.
The Queen is so much. So at the viewing parties, you've seen me act. I mean, I'm host this thing. I'm running this thing. I got the pictures. I do the trivia during every commercial break. I'm doing the whole buff stuff for the VIP. Uh-huh. Peek behind the curtain. People that have come to this season have gotten buffs signed by I've had Jesse signed buffs. I've had Carla signed buffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I don't know if it's worth $75. Some a-hole Survivor fans. It's just you're right. It should be 100. You are accepted.
Yeah. Bingo. So,
because guess how much more after I buy the buffs and all that, guess how much more I make per ticket for the $75 VIP or the $25 general admission?
I'll bet you make maybe $10 more. You might
it's
make
exactly $10.
Right.
That's it. And it's it's nothing but a headache and a hassle.
Right.
But I just want to provide that. And plus, they get to get it an hour early. They get the good seat. They I tell stories I'm not allowed to tell. Right. Trust me.
Right.
Boston Rob, you know I'm telling stories about you. So, but no, I mean, like it's awesome. I mean, and all of them get guaranteed autograph pictures. You know, everyone else is playing for them during the trivia, during commercials. And I gave away Magic Spoon cereal Wednesday night.
Hell yeah. I love Magic Spoon.
Oh, I'll hook you up. So, but it was insanity. So,
I mean, from one host to another, I run a comedy show and the same thing. Like, you do host the shit out of these events. Like,
yes. Where's Sandra? I go, where's Sandra? She's sitting over there. But when it's time, like, you know, when we do the Q&A at the end, Sandra doesn't remember any of her plays on any of her games. She doesn't remember anything. But she's got a story from every season.
Uh-huh.
It may not concern her or involve her or something, but like she was talking about on Edge of Extinction, you know, when they had the stupid statues and Boss Rob built the Mega Shack.
Yeah.
Folks went to go check it out and fell through the floor. And Sandra's trying to get him up and she's jabbing a bamboo rod into the side of it. He still has a scar to this day. And he was like, next time I fall, don't help me, Sandra. That's one of Sandra's few memories from Survivor, is impaling Jeff Probst.
Oh my God. I would love to hear about her and Boston Rob on that island.
Oh, I don't. But,
all
that's
right.
That's fun, but you know what's not fun? This game for Owen.
Yeah, no.
He is closest to the one getting blindsided every single time, and he explains it's like all of the peanuts taking away the football, and the fact that they put a picture of someone for each person was we have Linus is Jesse, Pigpen is Carla, Pigpen is Cody, Peppermint Patty is Carla, and the stupid kid playing the piano. His name is Schroeder. I feel like I need to stand outside Owen's house with a sign that says his name was Schroeder.
Man, that was some really fun editing. I really like that.
Owen.
Uh-huh.
I loved you in that moment.
Yeah, that was a really good Owen moment.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because I have not been super kind to Owen this podcast the entire season.
I haven't really like laughed out loud out of like I've laughed out loud of like, what the hell is happening? But not out loud.
Like Gabler.
Laughed out loud at Gabler, but not for that was laughing at Gabler.
Yes.
This was
not
like
with.
Laughing with Owen. It was very, very funny.
Yeah, we have not laughed with Gabler the entire season. We have laughed at him the entire time. We laughed. We laughed
when he called himself the Alec Gabler. I think we were
I was still laughing at him. But Owen, that you're getting me. You're getting me in the heartstrings where there would be a heart, of course. There is not.
Yeah.
So Sean LeCompte says Gabler is this season's juicy name. Oh, Sean, I think you're on to something.
Dude. Juicy Dave is one of my it was so funny watching him that season. Oh my God.
Did you love him or not?
I hated him. I thought he was his daughter gets kicked off. He's like,
his smoking hot daughter. And the only reason he's there is because of his smoking hot daughter.
He is the epitome of a vote. Like for the game, he is a vote.
Yeah. I love Juicy Dave. So last year, last season, Bolero Snort, they made my IPA. So I had at Three Notch Brewery, which I'm wearing, if you're not watching, I'm wearing a Three Notch Brewery sweatshirt. They made my Juicy Fair Play, they made my Johnny Sour Play sour beer. And Bolero Snort, they made my Juicy Fair Play IPA, named after Juicy Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little homage to Juicy Dave. So the whole gimmick, he's all about beer. That's his thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
Juicy
awesome.
Dave loves getting smashed, just pounding beers.
Oh, well, I love Juicy Dave then.
Yeah.
Juicy Dave. I mean, I liked him enough, but I just didn't like his game. Let's put it that way. I didn't like I didn't like his gameplay, but I liked him, you know. Yeah.
And his daughter came to his hot daughter. She came to Durham to sister graduated from Duke. She came for the graduation, hung out with Nina, and I was invited to a picnic, and I didn't go.
Oh, you idiot.
I know. Do you remind me? You know she was on them roller skates.
Uh-huh. Skating around. Oh.
Yeah. But real quick, going back to that season of Australian Survivor, if you have the option of keeping in the game Crazy Chrissy or Brianna, who do you pick? Because I was conflicted. I mean, my
Brianna every time.
See, Crazy Chrissy's amazing television.
Okay, I'm not playing from producer, so you're correct.
We've become like, I get I love you voice messages like every 3 weeks from Chrissy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, Brianna doesn't do that.
No, I liked Chrissy's original season. I forget which one it was. I just watched her.
She's only on one. Crazy Crocs.
Oh. Oh, really?
She's the one that didn't understand Survivor at all.
That's right.
She finds the clue in the wood. She goes, "It's a love letter from Jonathan."
That's right. That's right.
No, it's immunity.
Oh, you sent me that picture of her and King George and Khan together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah. I love Chrissy. So yeah. Chrissy, right back at you. She watches. She listens. Owen, you're doing good. So Sammy's letter that was completely ignored last week is finally read. What an afterthought.
Hey. This is such a terrible Sammy edit, and I fucking love it.
If you're wondering how important you are to the show, Sammy, the answer is zero. But hey, head up, shoulders back.
Uh-huh, head up, shoulders back.
Oh, and he's dedicating this episode to his mom.
I know.
He dedicated his boot episode to his mom.
I hope he wasn't watching it with his mom.
Oh, it's like in wrestling, like, you know, you have the wrestlers just like, you know, I'm dedicating this, my, you know, whoever. Uh-huh. They win. This loser.
No. That's so funny.
That was the rule in, right? Like when Vince was running WWE, that was the rule. Like if you dedicate it to your, you know, whoever, you win. So Triple H is in charge now. So this past Saturday, the Survivor Series pay-per-view is Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey. And Shotzi had no chance. And she did it to her father who just passed.
Okay. And
she lost big time.
Oh, like, it wasn't
close. But like that, I like the new regime. They're just like, yeah, let's mix it up.
Yeah.
That's not what was going on here. They were just like, yeah, Sammy's a loser. Let's just double down. Carla's like, who mentioned my name? Talking to Sammy, and he goes, Cassidy.
Yeah.
And Carla's like, oh no, I told Cass about my idol. And I'm like, Stop it. Stop telling people about your idols.
Stop telling anyone about your idol.
Why?
It's the best idol in the game right now. Well, no, Jesse's two.
Jesse's two are the best idol in the game.
Cody's idol is the best idol in the game right now.
It is, especially if it no longer goes, if it never returns to Cody's pocket.
It's absolutely not.
I would love for Cody to look over to Jesse at Tribal and be like, yo, bro, play my idol for me. And Jesse be like, I left it at camp.
Mm-hmm. Or Jesse be like,
Chris Benoit. <him. Yeah. laughs> Is it too soon for Chris Benoit reference?
No.
Okay, good. I think it's been enough time. So,
yeah, it's been enough time.
God bless Nancy and
David. The whole family, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, so Carla kind of believes Sammy when he says it was Cassidy, even though Sammy is lying and all he does is lie. Except when he tells the truth. She wants to act first. And I'm just like, Carla, do not do this.
I see, and I think this was editing. I think she was entertaining Sammy. I don't like nothing else that she said indicated that she's going after Cass.
Okay. Because she doesn't vote for Cass. She's not.
No, she doesn't vote for Cass. She doesn't do anything else. I think she's like entertaining. And even if
she says it to Jesse.
Oh, that's right.
She does say it to Jesse, but maybe maybe she says it to Jesse. And then after entertaining it in her head, she's like, what am I doing? This is my number one.
Right.
So, because I mean, I just thought it was so simple. Hey, I got two, you got two, Jesse's team, Carla's team. Let's go.
Right.
Because right. It is like everyone says it's Jesse and Cody calling the shots.
Right.
It's Jesse and Carla calling right. the shots.
Right. On two separate.
Yeah. But they both have great number ones.
Right. And then it's a fight over Owen and Gabler.
Is it?
I mean, they got to get them to vote.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't.
And it's really over a fight over Owen because
Gabler can tell right before tribal.
Yeah, Gable or Cody's going to go up like, hey, man, it's Carla. All right, that's it.
So, well, I mean, no, with Gabler, he will not discuss it. Not until
immunity.
Think about how long that challenge went. There was no time to discuss it. He's like, you guys are going to go back and scramble. They're like, no, we're all going to talk, and then we're going to go to Gabler, and then we're going to go have tribal.
Right.
So, Jeff, we're just talking to one person.
Right. No scrambling. You put us right next to each other right here with nothing to do for 4 hours. So
yeah, thanks. I mean, it's just cleaning off our mics is what we're right. really doing until tribal. So I do like that they watch sunrises together, and I would like to believe that was really happening. But I would like, but I also believe that they're just like, hey, get up, the boat's coming.
Right. Yeah. I think that's more probably what happened.
I do not remember ever watching a sunrise together with any tribe I've ever been in the history of Survivor. Ever.
But also, this is a new game. These are new people. This is a whole different style of Survivor than you played.
That's true.
They tell each other everything. It's almost bullied into you have to tell you. We know you have something you have to tell us. All and right. If you don't have anything, you better come up with something real quick because we're going to assume you got something.
Okay, you're right. Real quick, Sean LeCompte, Juicy Dave for Heroes versus Villains. Well, they've already filmed it, so he's not there. He's the hero above need and deserve. His plans that were never, ever were attempted. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he was just there.
He tried to make a move really early, and it flopped, and then he just got put in the doghouse, and he just voted.
Sandra owned his ass.
Oh God. That's so funny.
All right. So the boat comes and says, guess what? There's an advantage in the jungle. Go.
I will say I hate this as a mechanic, but they edited it very, very well. And it was very fun to watch.
I'm with you. I do not like it. This as a mechanic either. However, this might have been the greatest one of these we've ever seen in the history of the show.
Yeah,
I am loving season 43.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, holy moly.
Yeah.
So
it was so fun to watch the way the whole thing was handled. Yeah. The amount of times, like, they found a perfect hiding spot for this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, they put it in an obvious enough spot that people were going to come by it a million times and be right next to it.
Yeah.
But no one found it.
And the key is watch the camera. Watch people walk past stuff and watch. I said this at the live viewing party. Russell's not a genius.
No.
He did not find hidden immunity idols without clues because he's a genius. There's a loophole, and I found it before he found it. So here's a real effing creator finding it without finding it. So on Pearl Islands, we had the treasure. We knew kind of where it was, but not exactly. So I had Sean, who's the, you know, idiot. I was just like, stand right here and say, I know the treasure's right here. Just do, and he goes, well, we don't. I'm just like, please, just do one thing for the tribe. One thing.
Yeah.
So we stood right near where we thought it was, but we knew it wasn't. He stood right there and goes, I know the treasure's right here. And I'm sitting there watching the camera guy, and he's filming Sean with all his bravado. And then he films over the right and then comes back. And I go, it's right. And I was kind enough. I go, Sean, here's a shovel. Go dig over there. What do I have to dig? I'm like,
all right.
I'm giving you one spot here, dude. One spot.
Get on TV, idiot.
Yeah, this is you. They haven't shown you this entire season. Right. You like something. Like, your episode will be your boot. I promise you.
I just want you back.
Yeah, you might get a crappy boot episode. Take this. This is it. This is all you get. This is your Survivor experience.
He's the goddamn hero.
Yes. So that's all Russell did. And Russell played the role of idiot. He goes, I know the idol's right here. And then he'd watch the camera and he goes, over here.
Right.
So, God. Yeah, that's it. It's not tricky.
Right. Yeah. But Cody gets the advantage.
Well, so everyone walks past it. It's attached to the tree. And as Gabler says, his second line in the show, it's like finding a needle in a hayfield.
Right.
So then Gabler shows his search strategy used in Vietnam, which explains why Vietnam wasn't successful.
Lurping? What is it? Lurping?
He's a lurper.
You got to lurp. Left everywhere, right puppies. I don't know.
Missed it. Idiot. So.
I can't believe he got three other people to go in a
You want TV gold? Have Gabler ask me to go lurp with him. I don't even know how many words it would take me to say no.
Right.
Explicitly to this idiot.
Right.
So, but rest assured, I'm not going LARPing.
God, I hope that they put a season of you and Gabler together. God, I hope that happens.
It will be the greatest two episodes of
villains versus dumbasses.
Please,
fair play versus Gabler.
Oh my God, give me an entire. Oh, can you imagine his tribe? They're definitely drawing rocks to find pairs.
Let's not get ourselves in trouble and start naming the dumbasses tribe.
Oh my God, I got four in mind right now.
What you should do is have somebody ask the question on the Patreon.
Oh, there you go.
Q&A. If you want to know who Johnny Fairplay's dumbasses are, join the Patreon and get on the Q&A and ask it on the message board.
Yeah, villains versus dumbass tribe. I will cast the dumbass tribe. Go to realitypatron.com. That's realitypatron.com. I will answer that next Monday night's podcast. So,
and I'll remind you, I'll put it in the Q&A.
Thank you. Yeah. So let's see. Cody literally puts his head on the advantage. Yeah. How amazing was that? I was just like, please tell me he doesn't get it placing his head on it.
Right. God.
But if anyone could literally place their head on it and not get it, it was Cody.
Yep.
So, but I think that guy's used to things being stuck to his head when he wakes up. Sean LeCompte, a fellow patron, already beat you to it. It's in there. Villains versus dumbass cast. I don't know if I'm going to cast the villains. We'll see.
No,
but I'm definitely casting the dumbasses.
Yeah. Let Matt cast the villains.
Yeah, there we go. I'm curious what he says. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's see. So Cody finds it. Yeah, baby. And as he explains it, he does the shimmy shake dance. The
shimmy shake dance.
that's when I like to believe in a world that's real. And very true that the shimmy shake dance is how Cody determines how much money he has in his pocket. He does shimmy shake dance. He's like, I got about $1.75.
I'd say it's how he repays his roommates for the power bill.
Yeah, all change. There's no bills in the shimmy shake dance. So he's like, and you know this, if there's any coin this guy passes on the road, he's putting in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
So some of them are like washers and some of them are like because sometimes, I mean, remember back in the day on the Pepsi, like, you know, there's the right washer that worked in place of a quarter.
Look at this whole quarter I found.
I got a bunch of whole quarters. So, slugs, I believe they were called back in the day.
God, yep.
Oh my God, I can't believe I said Pepsi machine instead of Coke machine. Punch me in the face. Oh, Pepsi sucks. So I take that back. If you're a 70-year-old white woman, you love Pepsi. So they do. That's their favorite thing on the planet. 70-year-old white women, give them a Pepsi. Woo, they'll do some things.
Pepsi and lemon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pepsi and lemon.
Oh, so, all right. So the this is your choose your champion advantage. Mm-hmm. And you get to bet on one player that you think will win the next challenge, which is called Last Gasp. And Cody writes down Owen.
Has way more power now than it had maybe 4 or 5 challenges ago, obviously.
Sure.
But if you look at who it is, it's not very interesting. I mean, who has won immunity of these people? Cass, which was kind of a lucky challenge. Like, that's not one that anyone's good at. Owen and Carla.
Yeah.
Gabler hasn't won anything. He knows Jesse's throwing everything because Jesse doesn't make it past the second on any of these challenges.
Yeah.
So it's so easy for him. I mean, it's a 50-50. You're picking.
Oh, what about Gabler?
No, you're picking Owen or Carla. I mean, that's all it is. And so it's like,
I think I put my money on Carla, but just because she's like, if I was paying attention during challenges and say, going back to that early episode, when we see her dive, she's like, I'm just like, this girl knows what she's doing in water.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess it didn't matter if it you had Owen.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that. So you write down who you think is going to win. It won't be read until the votes are made, but before they are read, and it's a classic Survivor challenge. Get on the great peek behind the curtain. Small spoiler. I'm anti spoilers, but this was said. And so I feel like I can, I'll share with you guys. This challenge may or may not be seen on Survivor Australia Heroes v Villains.
Okay.
Do you love it?
I do love it.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I love / hate this challenge.
Well, I love this challenge. It gives me, I think it's a literal Survivor challenge because I like when it's just survive. It's not who can do this weird, like hold a thing and stack a thing challenge. It's like,
I like that, but
survive, like just survive. And what I hate is how they ended it, which I don't know if you want to get to it yet. But
not yet.
Okay. Well,
how do you think you would do on this challenge?
How would I do on this challenge? I don't think I would do very well. I'm okay in water and I don't get scared by being underwater. But salt water specifically really bothers me. So I feel like I would just get the right rush of salt water up my nose and probably panic a little and pull out. I think I get halfway.
I'm the king of panicking a little and pulling out. That's my go-to.
I need a bell. We need a bell.
I feel like the bell gimmick is taken, but we'll figure out something. We'll just do an air horn right into the mic.
No, the clown laugh. We need a button with the clown laugh at the beginning of the theme song.
I have buttons.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there you go. Did you hear that?
There you go. Oh, I hear you getting a phone call too.
That works, right?
Yeah, that's great. I would make it exactly halfway. I'd probably get halfway through. I don't think I'm winning this challenge.
Yeah. I am claustrophobic.
Okay.
So that's one of my very few faults, I guess,
yeah.
or weaknesses, I guess, more so than fault. So, yeah, I would, I don't even think like, I'm out or like, I don't even know how long I try.
Yeah.
Because I know I know how to do it. Like, I'm a great, like, I had my lifeguard deal back in, back in high school. So like, I'm a great swimmer and I can do all that. So, but, I just went scuba diving a couple of months ago back with my girlfriend and Janet mm-hmm. From season 38, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
So I just it's just me getting older.
Yeah.
So like you're just like when you get older, you're just like, hey, you know how many times that you should be dead? Right. Like so many right. times that you should be dead already.
Right.
Why are you like that's like. Kicking God in the nuts going, mm-hmm. Hey, come on. I dare you.
Yeah. I dare you.
Yeah. So no, like, so now like anything like that, like, I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Like there's too many I should be going on. I'm not like, cause I feel I'm like I could die on that.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I would,
but I could.
Right.
So, but right. anyway, it's good. It's good TV.
It's good TV. It's a good challenge.
So Gabler's out first, then Sammy, and these are the biggest, slowest swells in the history of this challenge.
Dude, it is waterboarding. I mean, like they are underwater for like 30 to 45 seconds.
Never have I has this challenge been this challenge. So as upset as you're about to be with the outcome, at the same time.
No, I'm not upset. And I'm not going to be like upset like a lot about the outcome of it.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people on social media. They're like, that's BS that there's two winning. And I'm just
I can explain a different way where if they didn't end the challenge, how it would be good for the game.
All right.
So two things. As that water goes down, the challenge now becomes you're hanging on. I mean, like you have to hang on. Like you're holding yourself up on this grate. As the water level goes back down.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I don't think it's going to drop enough to where you're still going to be floating enough that
the other thing is that we've seen negotiations for people to drop out before.
In there's no reason to have a negotiation. If they outlasted the challenge is over.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to the challenge.
I mean, in 4 hours that water's coming back up.
Okay.
Hey, Australian Survivor, it'd be like, stay hanging, figure it out.
I think Australian Survivor would call it when the tide left. And it was only two. I think right. they call it. If it's three, no.
Right. Yeah. I will also say
if Cassie's still in it, they're going to figure out something else to do. They're not giving three people immunity.
I'll also say environmentally, this one was like you say the most difficult version of this challenge that we've ever seen ever. It's cold water. They're basically been drowning for like 2.5 hours. Yeah. They don't want to psychologically like strain these people when they're at the last six. Like, so I understand that. What I don't like is that this is the same episode that they gave Cody that Cody got the bet. So now half of the tribe has immunity.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah, they should not have had the bet as part of
right.
this.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously they can't plan it well, exactly.
The reason they had the bet on this is because this is a callback challenge.
Right.
That's how you can make the bet because you know the challenge first.
You know the challenge already.
You know, some kind of BS. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So,
and it's like a challenge that we're knowing ahead of time doesn't offer any advantage, really.
Yeah. So Australian Survivor did this challenge where it was on land and like they had like a pool thing that they were in.
Yep.
So in Australia, they, you know, if they did it on the land version, you could not outlast it because it's a pool. No.
It's a pool. Right. Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I liked it. So
I wasn't mad about how it ended. I just think that there are other ways you could have twisted it, but I totally understand why it was like, yeah, no, it's over. That you guys both have it. I just didn't like it that it's on the same episode that they had the bet on it, and now half the tribe has immunity. Because you have to assume that Cody has immunity.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, you have Gabler not. And Gabler's like, well, I'm pretty sure he bet on me. So right. Cody's available.
Cody's like, I dropped out, or Gabler's like, I dropped out because Cody definitely bet on me to win this. Like, so yeah. There, I just wasted his advantage. That's my move. I can't wait.
Can't wait for my final jury speech.
That's my move. That's my resume. I would have paid good money to see that confessional. But Gabler doesn't do confessionals, so
no. So well, it's called a battery change,
right?
So Gabler finishes his confessional, and they're like, "Oh, here's your new battery pack," and they're like, "Oh, cool, yeah. Gabler, can you call Carla back here?"
Yeah.
So he's like, "You guys got all that? We got everything we needed."
Yep, that's it. All right, cool. They're changing his battery, and he's just rambling on about the game. Yeah. No one's filming anything.
Nothing. They got everything they needed. No. Literally. Oh, so
unless you want to say Alec Gabler again.
Yeah. Oh, they do love recycling shit, making you look like a hack. All right. Yep. So, so Sammy, then Jesse, that's after 1 hour, then Cody, mm-hmm. The water's cold. Mm-hmm. And then 90 minutes. Never. Are you kidding me? Then an hour and 52 minutes, Cass is out. Mm-hmm. That's at the 2 hour mark. And then 2 hours and 45 minutes in, it's still Carla versus Owen. Tide is now dropping. Carla asks, is Jeff still there? He says yes, but he has more gray hair. I'm like, Jeff, you take care of that. Mm-hmm. And this challenge is over. They outlasted the challenge. And as a result, 3 out of the 7 are immune. Oh, you know what's not immune? The hair on your balls.
The hair on your balls. Manscaped's going
to
get it.
Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's realitypatron.com.
And we are back. Johnny Fairplay, Wayne Mehmet.
I like to pee on my off my deck during commercial breaks.
showing the neighborhood your Manscaped balls, perfectly smooth.
Yeah, they are smooth. Thank you, Manscaped. Promo code SURVIVOR. Oh, okay, so they get back to camp. Sammy is threatening a shot in the dark. And for the record, if you feel the need to use Shadow in the Dark, your social game is garbage. I do not respect you as a player. If you outlast the shot in the dark, you make it to the end, you will never ever get my vote.
No.
No. Shot in the dark is garbage. Get rid of this crap.
I
love that no one successfully used it yet.
No. And they shouldn't.
Think about it. If Sydney hadn't abused it when she used it on 41, she would have still been in the game.
What's great is I just imagine that all of the shot in the dark parchments all just say not safe.
Well, I mean, what is it? It's a 1 in 7 chance, whatever. Like, you know, Dr. Death. He told us the actual number. So yeah, no.
I like it if we ever knew who had the safe one.
Well, no, I think they just do a random draw each time.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah. So, but as I said, you have a 1 in 7 chance, and it's just like, that's stupid. Like, if you go to Vegas and play a game in which your chances of winning are 1 in 7.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Vegas loves you.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, I play the odds. When I go to Vegas, I watch the table. I watch the roulette tables that show the previous numbers. Mm-hmm. And I wait till you get like 9 reds in a row. And then I'll throw $100. Like, you have to have enough money in your pocket to do this. But I'll throw $100 on black. And if it hits black, I just walk away with $200. I'm done. Mm-hmm. If it hits red again, I throw $200 on black. And then if I get it, you know, great. If I don't, I throw 4. You have to double each time. But if you do that and you have enough money in your pocket, you're going to win, because the probability after there's 10 reds in a row or, you know, you're going to get a black.
Right. Right.
The probability is not 50-50.
No.
So, but this isn't even 50-50.
No.
This is 1 in 7. This is crap odds.
It's bad play. It's bad for the game. I'm not a fan of the shot in the dark. I don't.
Yeah. No one.
It doesn't excite me. If Sammy won and was safe, it wouldn't excite me. You know, it's only going to be used by bad players that have put themselves in such a bad position socially that we all want them off the show.
Yeah.
So for TV, it doesn't even help TV, because you're just going to keep somebody on and kick somebody off that you don't want. Because guess what? If it's not Sammy, it ain't Gabler.
No.
It's Cass. It's Cassidy. Crap. Someone that we actually want to see go further and play this game.
Yep. So that's crap. So,
but yeah, Sammy screwed his game. I mean, you might as well just skip forward to Sammy getting voted out, because the whole rest of this episode is just Sammy getting voted out because he fucked his game over.
Well, promptly, Cass is disappointed in herself. Owen says Sammy, that's his first right guess in 20 days. They're proud of you, Owen. This is Owen's episode.
I love it. This is Owen's episode for sure.
Yeah. Carla's worried that Cass knows about her idol again. So she tells Sammy, let's go after Cass. Jesse doesn't like that Carla's down for the Cass vote, and is worried about Sammy in a fire threat.
Yeah.
And once again, this fire shot in the dark sucks, and fire at 4 sucks.
Yeah.
Because it keeps 2 players that potentially are not good players in the game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got it. You created the fire to save Ben.
Right.
You kept it going to prove that you didn't do it to save Ben. We're past it. It's a new era. Get rid of fire at 4.
Get rid of fire.
Yes. All right.
Make him go fishing. Fishing at 4. It should just not be fishing at 4.
Yes. So Jesse wants Carla to look dumb after the vote and at odds with Cass. That is smart.
Jesse's very smart in this.
Yes. So it's time for tribal. We got mean looks from Noel. I'm for him. Jeff does this ridiculous analogy saying you got to survive the high tide. And I'm just like, okay, here's our weird Jeff moment.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jeff. 3 for 3 weird Jeff moments.
Owen and Sammy letting they let Noelle know that they were not in on her boot to secure her vote. So, and Jeff calls out Sammy for making signs to that extent.
Yeah, right.
You're not allowed to communicate with the jury. Yeah. And I'm not going to call out Owen because we like you, but Sammy, right. I'm blowing Sammy, up your game. Do not communicate with the jury. So, yeah. Someone needs to tell the Australian Survivor jury they're not allowed to communicate with the cast.
They talk so much.
They were warned. So they literally told them that Sam stitched up Jesse.
Yeah.
And Sam's like, shut up. Like, you're up. There.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's
all right. Jordy was on Porky Pies.
I can't wait to watch Jordy come back. I'm a big Jordy boy.
He's the Joker.
I love the Joker.
he will remind you that he is the Joker.
I'm the Joker.
14 times.
Yeah, per episode. I'm the Joker.
Oh, Dan Monchel's ready to punch his TV right now. Me and my girl crashed at Dan Monchel's house Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he gave us his bed. Oh. So he said, guys.
Did you give it back?
I'll take the couch. You guys take the bed. And just so you know, there's no stains on the sheet. I go, well, there wasn't before we got
there.
There
wasn't.
You've been fair played, my man. So Dan does have a Billy Garcia coin now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
One of the rarest items in the history of Survivor folklore.
That's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So Carla has had a different look every tribal. I don't know if you're aware of that, but every single tribal she has like borrowed clothes or whatever, so that she's had a different look every tribal. If you go on her Instagram, she has a picture of all of her different looks, like, you know, like a big bunch.
I've never noticed what people are wearing in Survivor, to be very honest.
Oh, you don't pay attention to the Golden God with the leather jacket, and sometimes
did pay attention to Cassidy's blue shirt last episode.
Oh, yes, who didn't? All right. Sammy says he's playing the shot in the dark, and tells everyone, don't count on my vote. And Jesse goes, I understand you saying that, but trust is currency and you are broke.
Yeah.
He doesn't say the last part, but he means it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So Cody bet on Owen, so he's immune. Sammy plays the shot. Not safe. Thank God. Owen finally on the right side of the vote. Owen, this is your episode.
Got it.
So Sammy is out, and Sammy says, come to Vegas anytime except on Sunday. I got church. And Cody goes, bro, he goes, I'll be there, bro, and I won't leave.
Yeah.
He didn't say the last part, but he meant it. Would you ever invite Cody to your house?
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Hold on. Is it Cody knowing that he's been on Survivor or Cody before Survivor?
I think either so
before Survivor, no, if I just like met Cody at a bar, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
Now that I know he's on Survivor, would I invite him to my house for a luau or whatever we have to do? Yeah, I'd probably invite him over. But
how many days do you think he's staying?
Oh no, not even a day. He could come over for a party and then.
That's not how it works with Cody. I don't understand what you don't get.
Oh, so do I want Cody to come squat at my house? Then no, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, Cody's showing up with a suit. I mean, like, it's some semblance of a suitcase. Like, it's a bunch of, like, Ralph's bags.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's paper shopping bags that are one on top of the other. He's triple bagged them.
Yeah. You ever been to Ralph's? It's pretty cool. They got free food. You walk through the produce. Grapes for free, brother.
Whatever you eat in store, you can keep.
That's true. They don't even check.
They don't charge you if you eat it here.
Oh my God. You know that dude's banned from so many like Whole Foods. You know,
sitting in the corner just eating rotisserie chicken.
Oh my God. And you know, like he's not even using forks. He's like
just tearing it apart with his meat paws. Oh
yeah. God.
No, so no, I wouldn't invite him to my house.
Smart move. I appreciate the humanitarian, and because you're just like, man, could he be cool for a few hours? Like that's not the deal. Yeah. That's not the offer he's accepting.
Dude, he pisses all over his camp on Survivor. He's not coming to my house.
Like you walk in, he's like peeing in the corner, like inside, like not even outside. Like it's like what are you doing? It's like, oh, I figured that's why you had strawberry in here.
Dude,
it's not a shrubbery. It's a succulent.
Yeah, that's a cactus. That doesn't need that much water.
Yeah, what are you doing? Do they have cactus in Hawaii?
I don't know. They have succulents in Hawaii, I'm sure.
Sure.
They got to trick tourists to sell something.
Speaking of succulents, I feel like Kobe's a succubus. He will steal the power out of he will steal whatever echo you built in your power bill.
If you want to get divorced from your partner, invite Cody to your house for a couple
boom.
Of days. Done deal. I mean,
oh my god. Like I feel like you could sabotage yourself. Like you might leave your partner. You'd be like, I'm sorry to do this to you, sweetie, but I gotta go.
I can't handle this anymore.
Just like, you gotta get him out. I was like, I can't. Semi pics of the kid.
So in the power ranking.
Oh, and hold on. Carla voted correctly.
Yes. Carla. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So who's your power ranking? Because I can tell you mine. As far as who I think's going to win is number one.
I got Jesse 1, Carla 2.
Yep. Cass 3.
Yep.
Gabler 4,
yep.
Owen 5.
Gabler
4, Cody 5, Owen 6.
I think Cody's next. I think there's a reason they keep telling us that Jesse has two idols.
Yeah. I don't think that's next. I think the smart play is Owen next, because you've got Carla and Cass. Jesse has that seed. He can sow whenever he wants. And this is Jesse thing. So I'm thinking from what I would play if I were Jesse. Owen's got to go next because he's the only one that could flip over
to
either side. They've already convinced Jesse and Cody have already convinced Gabler that he's their third.
Yeah.
So you've got three votes. You get Carla or Cass to vote out Owen on that vote. Get rid of Owen. Now you've got Gabler on your side.
Here's the only problem with that. If you don't pull the trigger on Cody next, then I feel like there's only two more opportunities to use your idol, and I think Jesse wants him for the last two.
Yeah.
So he gets rid of Cody next, so he doesn't have the opportunity to ask for it, and then he has it in the last two, and he's there.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I think that's another smart gameplay too.
Yeah. So now I think Cody's not, I don't feel like Cody's coming after Jesse. But at the same time, like, nothing's written in stone. So you get rid of Cody with his idol, you get the last two, you're set.
Right. Now, it'll be fun if Cody finds out that Jesse's trying to get him out beforehand. And then Cody blows up his game and says, well, he's got my idol and another one. You know, like, I think that would be fun TV if somehow Cody... Well, Gabler's still in the game. So if Jesse includes Gabler too early, Gabler will just go to Cody.
Oh, yeah. No. It's a last one. Jesse, I guarantee, is the king of they're like, all right, guys, we're getting ready for tribal. And he's just like, all right, well, I know you say that, but we, you know, sometimes we leave in like 3 minutes and sometimes we leave in like 25 minutes. So I want the real 1 minute.
Right.
And on that 1 minute, he goes, hey, Gabler, real quick.
Yeah.
Cody.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in agreement. Great season. Great cast. Season. Great ending thus far.
Yes.
So we have for the pointy end of the game, we got good TV.
Yeah. We got two more really, really fun episodes.
Yeah. And Sammy got voted out.
Yeah. And Sammy's gone. Yeah. I mean, everybody's interesting. Gabler's interesting in his Gablerness because he's not really shown. Like he's not a fixture like he was in the first when they were down to his tribe just kept losing. Now that he's not a fixture, I mean, he's a good character for the game as well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Jesse and Cody have made it this long together that everybody knows that they're like tight.
There you go.
So,
all right, good stuff. Wayne Mehmet, where can we catch you next?
Actually, I'm slowing down a little bit, but I will be back in Louisville on December 15th at Gravely Brewing Company doing a show there. And you can check out everything on my website or on my Instagram at Wayne Mehmet.
There you go. Johnny Fairplay, I'm going to Hearts Reality next week. So that's all I got. So, and then maybe the finale. And I'm tired. Johnny Fairplay's tired. So
I can't wait to. Do you have your banana shirt?
I know I don't. I just messaged the guy. Like I totally forgot.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm trying to get a rush order. I got to call in. We'll see what we can do. So all right, with that, thank you everyone. Become a patron. I'm gonna answer who's gonna be on the dumbass tribe. So with that, until next week. And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.